Richard Slockett, who served as Special Advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock and is now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre. How keenly, how acutely do you imagine the Prime Minister and the Health Secretary feeling this at this time? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. I think they feel it very, very acutely, given the series of the pressures that have just been set out by Dr. Adrian Board and Dr. Peter Carter. And as you said, the front pages this morning, this is very much at top of the Prime Minister's intro at the moment.
Are they going to be judged by this year?
I think they will be, and I think, as has been said, there are no quick fixes here, which is a problem politically. There are some things in the short term that you can do. One of the things the government is doing is putting more money in.
And it's not just money, though, is it? In fairness, Richard, to me, and you're closer to it, and you've worked with the health sec, but to me, it's not just money. Much of the system seems broken. Is that fair?
So I would say it's not just about money, but resource is important. So let me give you one example. So for example, so on social care, so this is one of the big problems in the system is flow. It's just flow through the system. We've got 12,000 patients in hospital ready to be discharged, but there's no places for them or no care packages available. Mm-hmm. So the government has put money in directly to buy more packages of care to try and get the system moving much, much more effectively. But it's not just about money. We can't just continue to put more and more money in. If you don't have the staff to deliver the care, then there's no point in putting more and more resources in. So resource is part of it, but it's not the only part of it.
Lastly, when the BMA claim the current state of affairs is a political choice, are they right or are they playing political games of their own?
Well, I think it's ultimately we're in a taxpayer funded system here, Nick. So there's a choice for politicians on both sides of the aisle about how much more tax they want to raise to continue to fund health service in the way it is done. I don't see any appetite to change the funding model. So it's about how do you get the funding that's going and working more as effectively as it can do. So I think there's a question for both political parties on this.
Grateful for your time. Thank you.